Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, and it is now officially winter. It remains officially Advent as well. Patrick Conley with you again here on the Rediscover Hour. Wonderful to be with you in late December, just a few short days until we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord. And it is time when we are also just reveling in the upcoming joy of welcoming our Savior into not just our world at Christmas, but also into our hearts, and looking forward to His coming again at the end of all things to reconcile all things to God through Him and through His cross. And it is a delight to be with you this morning. In this beautiful time of the year, we are inundated with Christmas songs, but you know, those Christmas songs are kind of nice. We should probably save a bulk of them for when the actual liturgical season begins in the evening, on the evening of the 24th. But it is also, you know, Advent itself has some really nice things. I think most people are aware of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel as an Advent hymn based on the O Antiphons of the Church, set at evening prayer from December 17th to the 23rd. And as we are looking at just on the cusp of Christmas here, I think we're going to spend, the plan is today, to spend some time highlighting some music from some local artists here. So we're going to hear music from the likes of Vicky Kippers, Ali Aaliyah, and Stephen C. Anderson, as well as Danielle Rose. And actually, Stephen C. Anderson is in studio with us, and we're going to be talking with him a little bit later. He's got some of his own material to give away, and we're going to be giving away later in the show, and this is a little teaser for you, we're going to be giving away a reserved front pew at the Cathedral of St. Paul for Midnight Mass, as well as a reserved parking spot, and that's for Midnight Mass on December the 25th. So hang with us, listen to some great Advent, and yes, we might throw a few Christmas tunes in there as well. And you know what? A musician in his own right, but our technical producer, Paul Sadek, is also with us, and he's going to be...
Oh, you are really stretching the term musician.
Well, I mean, musician in the broad
wannabe
sense.
Wannabe.
Yeah, well, Paul's going to be on the mic some today, too, and because you are familiar with some of these artists as well, Paul, and... Yeah, I think, you know, we always pause at the beginning of the show and pray and dedicate the show to our Lord through the Blessed Mother, but I think we'll start off actually with a song first by Vicky Kippers, Sing of Mary. And Vicky's musical journey actually started early on in her life. In fact, on the backyard swing, learning how to harmonize with her three sisters at age five, Vicky began her musical career as 1/4 of the Plaster Sisters. I got that right, the Plaster Sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
That's her maiden name.
Ah, yeah, very good. All of them were blessed with genuine singing voices, innate intonation. Boy, if only I had that. And great ears for music. So that is, Vicky has this great recording of O Sing of Mary, which after we listen to this, we'll...
And this is a different setting of the Sing of Mary from the one that you're familiar with, but it's the same words, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Sing of Mary, pure and lowly, Virgin Mother, wise and mild. Sing of God's own Son, most holy, who became her little child. Fairest child of fairest mother, God the Lord who came to earth, Word made flesh, takes our nature by His birth. Sing of Jesus, Son of Mary, in the home at Nazareth. Toil and labor cannot weary, love enduring unto death. Constant was the love He gave, though He went forth from her side, forth to preach and heal and suffer, till on Calvary he died. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son, glory be to God the Spirit, glory to the three in one. From the heart of Blessed Mary, from all saints the song ascends, and the church the strain re-echoes unto earth's remotest end.
What was I right?
How beautiful. Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, let's actually flow right on from that and dedicate this show to the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So let's pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we got much more, as well as many giveaways coming up, so much more in terms of Advent and Christmas music. So you'll want to stay with us.
Rediscover.
What does Relevant Radio mean to you?
Every day, I learn something new, and I'm filled with so much joy. And after about 6 months, I went to confession and started going to Mass again and receiving the Eucharist. If it weren't for you and what you do, I'd still be lost out there.
We hear from so many who may have wandered away from the church, wandered away from the sacraments, and there's something about what they hear on Relevant Radio, the Holy Spirit at work in their lives, bringing them back to church.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Please consider making a donation today. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com, keyword gift, or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.
I will never forget you. Your name I have carved on the palm of my hand.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Great to be with you again in this late Advent, nearly Christmas season, and we're featuring music from local artists here in the Twin Cities area today on the show. And we started out with Sing of Mary from Vicki Kippers. We've got another one from her, Paul, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, The Advent of Our King, I believe.
Yeah, I thought that would be appropriate.
That's
for this
appropriate
time of year.
Exactly. Yeah, let's give this one a listen from Vicki Kippers.
The Advent of Our King, our thoughts must now employ. Then let us meet him on the road with songs of holy joy. The co-eternal Son, a maiden's offspring see. A servant's form Christ putteth on to set his people free. Sing to Christ who set us free, like tribute to the Father bring, and Holy Ghost to thee. The advent of our King, our thoughts must now employ. Then let us meet Him on the road with songs of holy joy.
Wow, beautiful. That's unbelievable.
Very nice.
Yeah, just very nice. Wonderful setting again for this now officially winter, late Advent season, just on the cusp of Christmas.
And boy, is it late in Advent. The shortest Advent possible.
Yeah.
So Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and Sunday night is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And just as a reminder, you get to go to Mass.
Yes.
Twice.
That's right.
Yeah. You could go twice on Sunday.
It's an opportunity.
It is. It is.
It is. You know, and a lot of people are wondering, well, can one count as both? No.
Right. And quite frankly, Paul, I have to say that I'm not entirely sure why it would be an objection. Because think about it this way. If you had a dear, beloved friend or family member who said, you know what, I'm having this great dinner and I'd like you to come. And actually, the very next day, it's my birthday, so I'm going to throw a party the next day. I want you to have come to both the dinner and the party.
Yeah, you'd go.
We would go,
you'd
right?
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was the two songs we heard there, Sing of Mary and The Advent of Our King, are from Vicky Kippers. That's K-U-E-P-P-E-R-S. Vicky Kippers, if you're looking for her, I know they have her work at some of the local Catholic bookstores as well here in the Twin Cities area. And turning the page a little bit to Ali Aliyah, who's a Catholic singer and songwriter, and she's been on the Rediscover Hour before.
Yes, she has.
Yeah. She's a worship leader. She's a traveling catechist from a small town in Wisconsin and a recent graduate of Franciscan University there in Steubenville, where she studied theology and catechetics with a youth ministry concentration. And she is a fine musician in her own right there. And I think we have a song from her called You Are. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's give it a listen.
Here we go.
Is this the great I Am, King of Kings, the one who's come to set the captives free? How can one so small accomplish all these things? And yet you have enraptured me, you've enraptured me. In seeking you, I'm already found. The light shines in the darkness all around. Yet the darkness will not overcome. Emmanuel,
to be about as old as me to remember who she reminds me of.
Yeah, who's that?
Her stage name was simply Melanie, and her full name was Melanie Safka. She did a song called Candles in the Rain, about 40 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I like the vocal quality.
That's Allie Aaliyah, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Allie Aaliyah with her track You Are. You know, Allie, just 2.5 years ago, she released her first album titled Jealous Love. And then just, let's see, last year in September of 2016, she released her full album, The Labyrinth. So she's out there. And
great again, stuff, and available on all of your online music places, as well as probably at your local music store.
Right. And since people are usually Googling these, I feel compelled to spell them. So Allie is actually A-L-Y, and Aaliyah is A-L-E-I-G-H-A. Aaliyah. And we got another track from her, and I have a little story about this one. So it's actually a rendition of an arrangement of Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, which I have to say is such a beautifully haunting tune that it has worked its way into my soul in so many ways. In fact, I discovered this long ago in my Protestant past. And when I was I was actually training to be an Anglican priest. I was readying to be an Anglican priest in the Church of England, in a Church of England seminary. And they wanted me to pick out a few hymns that we were going to sing in an Advent season. And Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence came right up to the top of the list. Mm-hmm. And I had never actually recognized her. I wasn't cognizant of this. But one of my professors, when he saw that on the list, he said, well, it's a bit kind of Eucharistic. And and I said, and I looked at it, and sure enough, there's lyrics throughout, especially in the later verses, or it's very Eucharistic, and that must have been one of many cues that maybe I'm meant to actually follow this all the way through and become
possibly so.
Yeah, fully Eucharistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's Allie Aaliyah's rendition of Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descend. King of kings, yet born.
word I used to describe her was unpretentious in her vocal quality.
Yeah. Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning. Absolutely. Yeah, and that line, that, did you catch it? He will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food.
That is quite Eucharistic. Oh, man. Well, we are a Eucharistic people. Bethlehem itself is house of bread.
It is.
And Jesus was born in a feeding trough.
Yeah, laid in a manger.
Laid in a feeding trough after his birth.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, he will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food. You know what, Paul? I think we should take our next break because we got Stephen C. Anderson right outside the door here. We'll bring him into the studio and talk with him and let him tell us about some of his work. So why don't we head into that next break and stay with us because we have not only more Advent and Christmas music coming up, but also some giveaways you're not going to want to miss. Rediscover.
Father Simon Says on Relevant Radio.
I rely on your show daily. I want you to know I really appreciate it. Well, it helps me a lot.
Father Simon Says.
Have a question?
I know Catholics don't believe about the rapture, but what do we believe about the end times?
We believe in the parousia.
Father Simon Says.
What I like about your explanations is it gives me great reason to go back and listen to the podcast 3 or 4 times to really, really understand it.
It helps.
Concentrated. And I need
I talk fast, yes.
Oh, it's wonderful stuff.
The Reverend Know-It-All, Father Richard Simon.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, good. Father.
What can I do for you?
God bless you, and you make me laugh all the time.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Father Simon Says.
Enough with the kvetching.
Father Simon Says, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio.
Talk to you tomorrow. I am off like a cheap toupee.
It feels like a brand new day. And I know I'm not the same. I see you, and I need you, and I know I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Patrick Conley with you here, coming to you live from the Relevant Radio Studios, 1330 AM out in Golden Valley. Susanna Parent is not with us today, but manning the phones out there is Brian Acker, because we are going to have some giveaways coming up, and my technical producer Paul Sadek is joining me on mic today.
You can't get rid of me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to, Paul. And joining us now in studio is musician and artist, and it's a privilege to have him on, Stephen C. Anderson. And then you're a local Twin Cityan. Are you a native Twin Cityan, Stephen?
I am. And first off, I just want to thank you for having me on. This is like a great honor.
Yeah.
I'm originally St. Louis Park, and then
fantastic.
When I went to Hamlin, I've been stuck in St. Paul, and I love it.
St. Paul is pretty neat.
It's home.
Right.
And for those who have caught the show that I do called Daybreak, this is the same guy who I refer to as Stephen C.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Well, you're a known quantity around here, not just because of your appearances on shows like Daybreak and the Rediscover Hour, but also because you are just in love with the Cathedral of St. Paul, are you not?
I like how you phrased that, because it is definitely love. It's a place that I go to where I feel, you know, unlike anything else. Mm. And the acoustics, the beauty, Masquerade, it's my go-to place. I've been honored to record there and give concerts there, and they let me put my piano in front to do Daybreak.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. So I also know you have a video online that was filmed right on the front steps of the cathedral, yeah?
Correct, for my song Daybreak. We rolled the dice, moved the 9-foot Bösendorfer in front of the cathedral.
So you can see it, yeah.
The weather cooperated, and the sun actually came up at the right time. We didn't get to do it over again.
Cued it.
God was smiling on you then.
That's right. Cue the sun, right. Yeah. And so you are here to share with, you've recently cut an album recorded right in the cathedral.
Correct. The recent one's called Motive.
Okay.
And before that, the first time I ever got to move the piano to the cathedral was to record Christmas Beyond.
Mm.
And there you learned that you have to play with the cathedral, not like against it.
Or you
have to cooperate with the 8-second reverb.
Right, right. The acoustics are with an 8-second reverb. I mean, it's something you have to, you have to work with, but when you do, I would imagine.
Oh, harmony.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, wonderful. So we want to, I know you've brought some of your things for giveaway, and we'll want to get to that in just a moment. But first of all, let's hear something. So what are we going to listen to first here, Stephen?
I believe we have a little mashup of Angels Heard, Do You Hear What I Hear? And at the end, it's I Heard, and that's the original part of it.
Nice. Like, wonderful. All right. Well, should we give it a listen? Gorgeous. Wow. Angels We Have Heard on High and Do You Hear What I Hear, a mashup there.
It's so nice to know somebody still plays the piano like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a real piano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bösendorfer.
I like technology, well, but
although
I like the real thing.
I have heard you play electronic ones.
Correct.
And you make them sing.
And just to make it relevant, on Vicky's tracks, that was me playing a fake piano.
Yeah. Right, a fake piano.
Mm-hmm. What we had.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. I know you've done some work with some of these local artists, the other ones that we're featuring here, too. And you were telling me a little bit about the high notes there, and specifically in the cathedral.
Yeah, they ring, and they, like, I see them dancing around. Like, they're, like, not just notes. They're, like, actually waveforms dancing in that beautiful architecture.
Yeah, yeah. And the cathedral is so well positioned by that, as long as you're working with it, as you said. Yeah. Well, I think we should give away some things here. Yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yeah. It's Christmas. So if you are interested, this is not our Midnight Mass giveaway just yet, but it's a chance to get some of Stephen C's music, and great enhancement to your holiday season, as well as possibly a great Christmas gift. I know people are still doing last-minute shopping. Well, they better be, because I am. So
I'm a little behind.
Yeah, and so this one we'll just send to you, although I can't guarantee at this point it will arrive by Christmas.
Probably not.
Well, not by the 25th, but of course, as we know, it's Catholics.
Within the Christmas octave.
It will. Probably within the, Christmas octave. Certainly within the Christmas season. So if you would like some of Stephen C's music, please give us a call at 763 563-544-3097. Again, that's 763-544-3097. Leave your name and address with Brian, and we'll give away a number of these things. We've got a number of CDs to give away. So, yeah, give a call and let us know that you're listening, and let's listen to more. What do we got up next here, Steve?
You have to tell me because I don't have it queued up.
Okay, well,
I'd like to play a song called "I See You."
Okay.
And
okay.
In that song, the essence of that is to look at people and not how beautiful they are, what they do, but to get their essence, like in a beautiful, non-judgment way.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this song, and again, the cathedral to be so welcoming.
Right.
I say to Lawrence, I see myself with the piano in the center of the cathedral, lit off, strings and voices around me, and he says, okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
I feel so welcomed there.
Yeah, our sacred music director there at the cathedral, Lawrence Lawyer, and then I know he's been giving you all sorts of opportunities there, concert-wise, recording-wise, yeah, which is great. And I think it fits well with that, we're here in the midst of Advent, in the midst of the O Antiphons, and we talk about the key of David. We call out to Christ as our key of David, as our root of Jesse, and reminding ourselves that what were the Lord's words to Samuel when David was anointed king? But the Lord does not see as humans do. The humans look at outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart, right? And David being a man after God's own heart. So yeah, let's listen. Stephen C. Anderson, I See You.
Thank you.
I See You, Stephen C. Anderson. Wow, what a wonderful... I love the orchestration there as well. And there's we started with another track there accidentally there at the beginning, but that one too, you said, has a little bit of a tie-in with the cathedral.
It does. It's called Love and To Be Loved, and it has a Celtic melody to it. And I've been told I'm 10% Irish, but when you're in St. Paul at the cathedral, there's just a lot more of that Irish energy there.
Always Irish when you're at the cathedral.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that, I'm really proud of that song as well.
Yeah, a cathedral that's put together or that's dreamed up by Archbishop John Ireland.
Correct.
Might have a little bit of Celtic influence there, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a few more CDs to give away, and as well as... I'm going to throw it out there. Stephen has also brought along an LP.
Correct.
Vinyl.
The vinyl.
Yeah, which is great.
Back.
So if you are interested in a CD or LP, Stephen C. Anderson, no charge to you. Call 763-544-3097. That's for the music of Stephen C. Anderson. I think...
That's if you're listening on Friday morning, of
yes,
course.
Yes, on Friday morning. That's a good point,
if
Paul.
You're if listening you're listening Saturday evening or Sunday morning... Don't call.
Well, you can call. I don't think you're
going to
get
anything
from it.
Nobody's going to
answer. Yeah, that's right. Nobody's going to answer, right. I think before we do our big mass giveaway, before all of that's going on, I think we need to hear one more from you, Stephen. What do you think up next here?
I'm thinking we're going back to Christmas.
Okay.
On one of my favorite Austrian, it's a very simple but beautiful carol, Still, Still, Still.
Wonderful. Yeah, what a beautiful carol. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. Beautiful. Still. Stephen C. Anderson, composer, performer, selling over 2 million copies of your own work.
Wow.
What's that feel like?
That's a good number.
that's a lot. Well, let's make it 3 million. And you were just telling me you've got a pop-up concert coming up here.
Correct. On the 29th, a week from today.
Yeah.
At St. Olaf Catholic Church in downtown Minneapolis, that other city, right?
Yeah, that other one, yes, the one
across
the river, right.
A Colbill concert with an incredible vocalist, Andrea Lynn Gianflone.
Yeah.
And we're really...
Gianflone, she's...
Yeah, I'm working on
that. Just a little bit Italian, right?
Just a little bit.
Right.
And so excited to do one more show.
Yeah, and I imagine you're just putting stuff together here, so St. Olaf website may be a good place
to go.
That'd
be a good
site.
It'll be on my site soon, Stephen C. Music.
Yeah, okay, Stephen C. Music, so that's another place
to go. Andrea Lynn has a gorgeous voice, too.
Yeah, very good, and that's at St. Olaf, December 29th at 7 p.m. concert.
Correct.
Yeah, coming in. And you heard about her through the cathedral again.
Exactly. Sometimes you go, how did this all come about? And I get an email from somebody because Lauren said, oh, you should talk to Steve. And so it's like, now we're on the same stage.
That's amazing. Yeah. The Lord puts things together like this.
Beautiful.
As he did this show, Stephen C. Anderson, thank you so much for being here on the show with us on the Rediscover Hour this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And may God bless you in all the work that you're doing, the beautiful music that you're bringing to all of us. Thank you
so
much. Yeah. And speaking of the cathedral, I believe the time has come. So it is time as we just head into our next break. Before we do that, this is the time to call if you are interested in a reserved front pew at midnight mass on Christmas morning. So that's 12 a.m. on Christmas Day, the 25th. At the cathedral, reserved front pew and a reserved parking spot. Front pew will hold about 8 adults and a couple kids comfortably. Or you can figure it out from there. The number to call is 763-544-3097, 763-544-3097. We'll take caller number 7 for the reserved front pew and parking space there at midnight mass, 763-544-3097, and we will go into our final break. Stick with us. We got one more artist to feature, and we will be back right after this. Rediscover.
What does Relevant Radio mean to you?
It's like family, and I'm so comforted and edified and inspired. It's a gift, and you're all fabulous.
When you listen to this radio network, you know you're not alone on your journey. Yeah, it's tough. The hills and the mountains are sometimes really steep. But when you listen to The Inner Life, when you listen to Relevant Radio, we hope that you can walk away feeling emboldened, maybe just feeling a little bit better about who you are and knowing that you're not alone on the journey. And there's so much consolation in that, that with God's grace, you can walk through a lot of these things that we all deal with.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives, allowing us to focus on our programs and future needs. Donate now at relevantradio.com, keyword gift, or tap on the banner on the Relevant Radio app.
There's a great song, too.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good for any time
Romans
of year.
Singing that.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think we might have a winner for our midnight mass there.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see who won, Paul, shall we?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess whoever it was, then we offer our sincere congratulations to you. I will be in touch with you to give you all the details about that. I hope that that's...
wait a minute. Looks like we do have somebody.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Sharon?
It is.
Sharon, you've won a reserved front pew to midnight mass at the cathedral.
It's a glorious miracle.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Will you be attending with family, friends?
I'm hoping with the family.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. And have you been to midnight mass at the cathedral before?
I have only once, and it was a long time ago. I'm I'm just really thrilled about this one.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know what? What I've been talking with some others there, and I think we're going to give you the pew that's right in front of the catheter there, so you'll have a good view of Archbishop Hebda as he has that Mass. He's a celebrant of that Mass. And it'll be a wonderfully glorious time with some of the greatest music that I think you can imagine.
I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. I have your number. I will give you a call and set up all the details with you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless.
Yeah. Wow. We got a winner for Midnight Mass.
That's great.
That's a high-ticket item.
Oh, it is.
You know, Paul, we need to get to our final artist here.
Yes.
Yes, and this is Danielle Rose, who I think you have some familiar
with.
Danielle's
a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I just love her.
Right, and we're going to be listening to Star of Bethlehem, is that right?
That's right.
All right, let's give it a listen.
For my Lord Jesus, He was born in Bethlehem this starry night. Then the Lord said unto me, O little star of Bethlehem, I want you to be the one to show the way. I will magnify your soul so the whole wide world will know that the King of Peace was born on earth today.
To get Danielle back on this show one of these days.
I think that would be great. You know,
she has such an interesting story. She spent several years in religious life, and then she and her community discerned that, no, she should be out playing music.
Yeah, a music missionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now she's married and has children and still is singing.
That's wonderful. Wow. Wherever the Lord may be calling you, including maybe some events coming up.
While the Office of Vocations invites men who are seniors in high school up through age 50 to a discernment retreat December 29th through 31st at Christ the King Retreat Center in Buffalo, Minnesota. If you want to find out more, call 651-962-6890.
You can also be involved in prison ministry, either outside prison with things like Pen Pal, Angel 3, and Prayer Warrior, or inside prison with things like Families of the Incarcerated Support and Hope. Residents Encounter Christ, or Catholic Studies or Mentoring. Lumen Christi Catholic Church will be holding an Introduction to Twin Cities Prison Ministry event on Thursday, January 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
And Dow, envision a world where every woman has the opportunities, knowledge, and courage, and the support to be the best version of themselves, made in the image and likeness of God. The Office of Evangelization is collaborating with Endow and is bringing in Mallory Smith for a Day with Endow retreat day to help explore the topic of the feminine genius. It'll be at St. Olaf's in Minneapolis, Saturday, January 13th, 8:30 to 4:30. To find out more, go to rediscover-faith.org or email Susanna Parent at parents at archspm.org.
You are invited to the Healing the Whole Person Retreat, which is being held at the Church of the Epiphany in Coon Rapids. The retreat will be held January 18th through 20th and includes a talk on Introduction to Healing the Whole Person, Facing Our Brokenness, Encountering the Father's Love, and Living in Freedom. For questions and more information, visit epiphanymn.org or contact Jill Fink at jfink@epiphanymn.org.
Men, don't miss the Catholic Watchman Rally, Saturday, January 23rd, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at St. Bart's in Wayzata. All men are welcome to come together for prayer, confession, dinner, and a talk by Bishop Cousins on Christ the Man, why God the Father begot a Son, and what that means for all sons of the Father. That's Saturday, the 23rd of January, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at St. Bartholomew in Wayzata.
Wonderful. And don't forget that concert, Stephen C., on the 29th of December at St. Olaf Catholic Church. Take a look at their website. And next time on the Rediscover Hour, join us to hear Bishop Cousins as he shares tips on how to celebrate the Christmas octave and start the new year strong. Evangelization Director Crystal Crocker and Manager Susanna Parent will also be talking about Behold, the Ministry for Young Adult Catholic Women. Behold participant Kate Anderson and Sister Eileen from the speaker team will join us on air to talk about their experience as well. In the meantime, have a Merry Christmas, folks. Go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.